Naperville restaurant owners push for lifting of gambling ban. With a new video gambling venue due to open on Ogden Avenue just outside Naperville, Illinois, local restaurant and bar owners are calling on the city council to reconsider the ban on gambling within the city. While Illinois legalized gambling in 2009, Naperville has maintained a ban. DuPage County had a similar stance until 2019, when county board members lifted their ban, allowing Betsy's Slots to secure a location in an unincorporated area close to Naperville. The parlor is expected to open later in the year. Quote, "We'd really like to be on the same playing field. We're just mom and pop shops trying to survive. I can't drop this. This is a matter of our survival." Shauna Samolik, co-owner of Danny's Pub and Grill. However, despite their pleas, Naperville City Council members have not agreed to discuss the issue at a future meeting. Restaurants struggling with rising costs. Restaurant owners, still reeling from the effects of COVID, said they are struggling with rising food costs. According to some estimates, video gambling could generate an additional $10,000 to $15,000 per month in revenue for restaurants, which is potentially enough to cover expenses such as rent and payroll. Although video gambling is not allowed in Naperville, it is permitted in several nearby communities. Because of this, restaurant owners believe that are losing customers who choose to dine in areas where video gambling is available. Terry Feldot, the manager of the Lantern in downtown Naperville, has suggested that the city could consider new gambling regulations to prevent the tacky look associated with video gambling, such as banning large or bright signs. She called on the council to lift the ban as soon as possible, saying, "When we need a break is now. Now is when things are really, really tough for all of us." Reasons for optimism. While there has been no commitment from city council members to revisit the issue in a future agenda, some said they would consider a formal discussion after being supplied with more information. City council member Josh McBroom said that he has a hard time being a hard no on this, and agreed that there is probably an argument for it. However, he said that more restaurants have to show that they support the request and suggested that owners talk to more restaurants and businesses. However, at the most recent city council meeting, Mayor Scott Wehrle said that while restaurant owners can return to future council meetings, at present he does not see a compelling reason to reverse the ban.